As we continue our way toward tip-off, we're joined now by Seneca Valley head coach Rob Lombardo. Coach, the Raiders reached the postseason last year for the first time since 2008. Now in your sixth year, what did it mean to you to see the team go from one win in 2009, one section win in 2009, to the playoffs last season?
It was really something that we had strived for the previous 4 years. And when you get to the point where the toughest thing about rebuilding a program is getting it over the hump, and you can talk playoffs and talk playoffs, but until you actually live it, it changes the whole attitude of the program. And that team last year put us in that category now. Really a good feeling.
Now over the hump, most certainly, with three returning starters coming back from last year's playoff team, how much optimism is there surrounding the program this year?
There's a lot of optimism and a lot of excitement. When you return the girls that we return and the level of players that we return, it's really nice. We have 8 returning letter winners this year, and they all had a piece of that playoff experience. And even though we lost in the first round, it created a whole new hunger now. Just making it isn't what they want to do. That was the goal last year. This year, it's actually they want to get in and progress and win.
Touching on some of those returnees, point guard Megan Hess, a heady player who I understand is being looked at by some Division III schools. Yeah, how much of a floor leader is she?
She really is. She does all the little things that as a coach, you hope you have that quarterback on the court. And Megan knows where people are supposed to be. She knows how to get her own shot, and she takes it within the flow of the offense in the program.
Sarah Jones, a scrappy player, and Alexis Lambert, a talented multi-sport athlete. What can you say about their play?
Yeah, Sarah Jones is the blue-collar worker of our program. She's the one that I can guarantee you is going to take a charge, get a loose ball, get a rebound, probably in the same possession. And Alexis Lambert is just God-given, what an athlete. She has the frame, the skill, the mindset to go after it every night.
Talking with Coach Kearney just a few moments ago, she mentioned that Seneca Valley in scouting the opponent has pretty nice size, and with six-footers Melissa Carter and Aaron Danick providing some of that size in the paint. How hard have they worked in the offseason to improve their game?
They have really had their skill level catch their size. Last year, they got away with a lot of we're bigger, we're stronger, and leaning on people. And now there's much more skill and finesse that goes with their game, both on the offensive and defensive end as far as shot blockers go and rebounding.
Against Beaver on Monday night, sophomore Michaela Lamont scored a game-high 21 points. Could she be a fresh face that's expected to make some noise this season? She's making her first start tonight, correct?
Yes, she is. She's making her first start tonight, and she is the crackerjack. I mean, she's the one that just comes after it, and the ball goes up, and Michaela becomes a gamer. It's like there's practice players and there's gamers, and Michaela Lamont, the last 3 games, she's been our leading scorer twice and made it a no-brainer that, Coach, I need to start.
So one of those where she's basically forced your hand, which is always a good thing.
Yes, it is. It's always great to let the players decide who's going to be on the floor.
Now, unfortunately, Paige Montrose is a player that you don't have this season, and the one you were expecting to have back after an ACL injury last year. But tell us about what happened to her. Unfortunately, a soccer injury in the semifinals.
Yes, Paige is another one of those God-given athletes, multi-sport girl, and she just hasn't literally, figuratively caught a break with her. She went from the ACL injury, rehabbed, worked so hard to come back, got back for the soccer field, and then got hurt in the semifinal just about a month ago.
Now, after ending a long playoff drought last season, do you feel like this team's ready to take the next step for a deep playoff run?
We really do. I mean, that's always every team's hope. I think every high school coach you interview will sit there and say, our goal is to win a section title. And it's nice to have this many returning girls coming back as hungry as they are, and they believe, without me trying to sell it, that they can compete at a very high level.
Seneca Valley head coach Rob Lombardo, thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight and this season.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for covering it.
We'll be right back with more on the Quad A girls basketball game of the week.